I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Nashville area listeners. Do you like donuts? Of course you do. Observer Pictures has partnered with Drunken Donuts to bring you a special treat. Visit DrunkenDonutsNash.com and use the offer code MARGSINDONUTS for 20% off your order of delicious, boozy donuts delivered right to your door. The link and code are in the show notes. When you get your donuts, be sure to snap a pic and tag Observer Pics, that's P-I-X, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
And before we get to the show, here's a quick word from one of my kiddos.
Hi, I'm Lily. I voice Lucy, and I'm here to talk to you about helping out Margaritas and Donuts. We couldn't make this show without you. Becoming a member of Patreon will help us always give you the best show we can. You'll get special episodes and discounts on t-shirts and stickers and other cool stuff. And every quarter you get to do a live chat with the cast and crew. It all starts at just $2 a month. So please visit md.observerpictures.com and click on Become a Member to join Patreon today. Thanks!
Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 2, Not Breakfast.
He asked me to have breakfast with him.
I assume we're talking about the optometrist.
Ophthalmologist.
Whatever.
He has an MD. There's a difference.
Is it pertinent to the conversation we're currently having?
I guess not.
Then, whatever. So...
Honey, can you help me?
I'm talking to Aunt Jo. Give me a minute.
Do you need to go?
No, they can hold on a moment. So, breakfast.
The coffee shop in our office building does fresh donuts on Friday. He asked if I wanted to meet him there.
Okay. So, he didn't ask you to breakfast.
That's breakfast.
No. Breakfast is a nice sit-down restaurant that you meet at over the weekend. Not a coffee shop in your building 30 minutes before work. What'd you say?
I said yes.
Girl, good for you. Hold, please.
What do you need, hon?
I just need you to get me a cup. Can we watch the TV?
Yeah, just an hour, though.
You're confusing me.
Sorry. I was talking to Lucy.
No, about the breakfast thing. Are you saying it's bad?
I didn't say that.
But you had a tone.
There was no tone. Tell me more about... what's his name?
Malik.
Yes, more about Malik, who wants you to have fresh donuts on Friday.
Does this one work?
Yeah, thanks.
There it is again. Are you making fun of him?
No, it's actually kind of cute.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he ask me to a proper breakfast?
Joe.
Does he work too hard and can't think about scheduling something, or does he not think that I would go to breakfast with him?
Look, I shouldn't have said anything. Please don't look too far into it, Joe.
Okay.
Would you go to breakfast with him?
I don't know.
Good thing he asked you just to have donuts then, right? So, Spill, what else do you know about him?
He likes chai tea.
Wow, you've learned so much.
We've talked on the elevator and in line at a coffee shop.
You can learn a lot about a person on the elevator.
He said I was... He said I was good.
He said what?
When I asked him why I should have donuts with him, he said I was a good thing.
Yep, definitely a unicorn.
It was probably just a line.
It worked, didn't it?
Yes.
So, are you nervous?
A little.
Are you going to overthink all of this tomorrow?
No, I haven't had a good date in a while.
Okay, then don't think of it as a date. It's just donuts with a colleague.
Good morning.
Morning.
He's over there.
Oh, thank you. You did say 7, right?
Yep.
It's 6:55. How long have you been here?
Not too long.
But you already have donuts.
It doesn't take that long to order. I hope you don't mind my ordering for you.
No, it's fine.
I also got your coffee.
Thank you.
Are you going to sit down?
Yes.
So we've got glazed chocolate and my favorite, sour cream.
I don't believe I've ever had a sour cream donut.
Oh, they're so good. We'll split it. Do you want the chocolate or the glazed?
Chocolate.
Coming right up.
Thanks.
Right. It's the perfect balance of sweet and tangy. So, Josephine, tell me about yourself.
You already know I'm a pediatrician. I've had this practice for 5 years. Before that, I was in Brentwood.
How long have you been in Nashville?
I grew up here. I did undergraduate at Duke and then got my MD at Meharry.
Wow.
What?
You're actually from Nashville. That never happens anymore.
And you?
I grew up in Clarksville. Both of my parents were in the Army. I went to Austin Peay and got my MD at UCLA.
What made you go all the way to LA?
It's about as far away from Tennessee as I could get.
And what made you come back?
I needed to get as far away from LA as I could get.
Hate to break it to you, but you could have gone farther.
Well, yeah, but the price of living in New York is atrocious.
True.
I've been back about 2 years now. I was working at Vanderbilt, but I wanted a smaller practice.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here. What are you doing when you're not being Dr. Pierce?
What?
What do you do when you're off the clock?
I read a lot. I enjoy the theater, and I like to cook.
I didn't figure you for a cook.
Why not?
Most doctors I know don't cook.
Well, I cook.
What's your signature dish?
Grilled salmon with roasted cauliflower au gratin.
That sounds amazing.
I've been told it is.
You'll have to make it for me sometime.
I need to get upstairs.
I'm sorry, did I?
No, my first patient is at 8.
That's almost an hour.
I need to do some paperwork before then.
Josephine, I'm sorry if I was too forward. I was just making conversation.
No, it's fine. I really do need to get some work done.
I'll go with you.
You don't have to do that.
But I want to.
You haven't even finished your donut.
I'll grab a box.
Malik, I just want to go upstairs by myself. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Dr. Pierce, you're early. Was there a patient emergency?
No, I was just at the coffee shop downstairs.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I just finished up earlier than expected.
Finished up?
Breakfast. They have fresh donuts on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been in a while, but I remember them being good.
You should try the sour cream ones.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, Ellen, I'm fine. I'll be in my office. If that doctor from across the hall...
A cute one.
Sure. If he comes up, please tell him I'm busy.
Were you having breakfast with him? He wasn't a jerk, was he?
No.
I'll march over there and tell him a thing or two. You
Ellen,
are too good for
Ellen,
me.
Nothing like that. Thank you, but I've just got work to do before the day starts.
Okay.
Ellen, he is not a jerk. I promise.
Dr. Miller is here to see you. I can tell him you're busy if you need me to.
Send him back. Come in. What are you doing here?
It's my lunch break. Ellen said I could come back as long as I wasn't a jerk, and I promised I'd be on my best behavior. I didn't realize your receptionist was also your bouncer. You have a few minutes?
I guess so.
I can come back.
It's fine. I don't have any patients on Friday afternoons.
I'm really sorry about this morning. If I made you uncomfortable, I never intended to do that. Honestly, that meal sounds really great, and I'd love to have it, but I didn't mean to insinuate that you had to cook for me. You don't have to cook for me. I would never just go out and ask you to do that. We can go out to dinner, unless you don't really go to dinner. And I could cook, but I really only make pancakes, okay? That's not how I heard this going in my head. I swear to God, I'm more eloquent than this. Let's start again. I'm really sorry about making you uncomfortable.
I accept your apology.
Good. Now, will you go to dinner with me?
Why did you ask to have donuts with me this morning?
Because I wanted to get to know you, and I like donuts.
Why not breakfast this weekend or dinner like you're asking now?
I don't know. We were in a coffee shop. and I remember the donuts.
So just spur of the moment?
Something like that. Did I do something wrong?
No, it's... Look, you work across the hall.
I know that.
I thought maybe since you were wanting to get donuts, it was because you wanted a friend.
A friend?
Yeah, because friends have donuts.
That's true. I've had donuts with friends before.
Friends also go to dinner.
Do you want to be friends, Josephine?
Do you want to be friends?
Honestly, no. I mean, I want to be friendly, but I want to date you.
Yes, but we work across the hall from each other.
You already mentioned that, and I don't understand why that's a problem.
What if we don't work out?
Then we don't work out. I'll be sad, but I'm sure it'll eventually be okay.
But we'll see each other all the time.
Do you plan on trying to kill me if we break up?
What? No.
Then I think I can handle seeing you if we're not dating anymore. Can you handle seeing me?
I think so.
Then dinner? We can do something else. Maybe a movie instead?
No, dinner's fine. When?
Tomorrow night?
Really?
Is that too soon? Are you busy?
Actually, I'm free.
Wonderful. What time should I pick you up?
No.
Now what?
I'll meet you.
I'm not Paul, you know.
Just the same, I'd rather meet you there. Or no dinner.
Fine.
And I pick.
Also fine.
Great.
What are you doing?
Making the reservation.
Right now?
Fork and Feather at 8:30.
Never been there, but I've heard it's good.
I'll see you tomorrow night, then. What?
Can I at least give you my number?
I guess.
Can I have yours?
I guess.
You're messing with me.
Maybe a little.
It's 323-555-2347.
I'll text you, and you'll have mine.
Okay. You're actually gonna do it, right?
Yes.
You made the reservation so fast, I just assumed you'd text me right away.
Fine, doing it right now. Are you usually this demanding?
I'm not. I'm just gonna head back to my office. I have a chicken salad sandwich with my name on it. I'll see you tomorrow, right?
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Josephine.
Bye, Malik.
So, how was the not breakfast?
Not great.
Oh no! What happened? He wasn't an asshole, was he? Oh shit, he was an asshole.
No, I was.
You've never been an asshole a day in your life.
Excuse me?
You've rarely been an asshole a day in your life. What happened?
He said he'd like for me to cook for him, and I panicked. I basically ran to my office.
You ran to your office?
Basically.
Well, how did he say it exactly? Was it all creepy like he was inviting himself over, or was it all smooth like this is the start of a beautiful relationship?
I don't know.
Okay, so you ran away. Are we done with Malik then?
No, we're going to dinner tomorrow.
What the hell, Joe? Why didn't you lead with that?
You asked about donuts.
Yeah, and you said it went badly. How does it go badly and you still end up going to dinner?
I don't know.
Where are you going, by the way?
Fork and Feather.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
I chose.
Oh.
What?
You should have let him.
Why?
Then you get a little bit of a read on him. You can tell a lot by a person by the restaurant they choose to take someone to.
Okay.
Remember that guy you dated who would only go to theme restaurants? Could you handle going to the Rainforest Cafe again?
Oh. Okay. So tell me what you know about me since I chose the Fork and Feather.
Well, it's small, local, and high-end. People who take imports to high-end local places are showing off a bit.
He's actually a local. He grew up in Clarksville.
But not Nashville. So still a little showy. Sorry. The communal tables means you can't really have a very intimate dinner there, so...
I'm stuck up and avoiding intimacy.
I would have said pretentious, but same diff. You don't want the truth? Then you shouldn't ask.
That's not what's happening. I just really love the food.
As do I, but you don't take a first date there.
Should we go somewhere else?
Do you want to go someplace else?
You are supposed to be helping me.
What do you want me to tell you? Yes, it seems like you're playing this a little too comfortably. I think you like him. I mean, you wouldn't have said yes to dinner otherwise. But you're obviously a little scared, so you don't want to necessarily move too fast. Granted, just having a nice quiet dinner isn't moving fast at all. Remember, he's not Asshole Eddie.
You don't have to keep calling him that.
Actually, I do.
So, what should I do?
He agreed to fork and feather, right? Just go and have a great dinner. And then who knows what will happen after that, right?
Right.
So, are we done with your problems? Because I came over here to get away from my family for a couple of hours. And I'd like to do something interesting.
This is not a problem.
Not anymore. Because I fixed it like any amazing best friend would.
It's why I keep you around.
And for my kids. You love my kids.
I do love your kids. Sometimes more than I love you.
I can accept that. So what are we doing?
I hope you didn't want to go out.
God, no.
Good. I already ordered us a pizza.
Perfect. Murder, She Wrote, or cheesy Hallmark movie.
No contest, Hallmark movie.
Can I see you join us? Where's Dale?
She is out playing with goats, so.
Me and her.
Cat?
You'll be fine, Joe. He sounds like a good guy. Like a genuinely good human. Just stay out of your own way.
Ugh.
Join us next week for another episode of Margaritas and Donuts. Please subscribe and consider leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, Danny McQuinn as Daphne, Lily McQuinn as Lucy, and Scott Barry as the coffee shop owner. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit, Faith McQuinn. Story consultant, Joy Chapman. Theme music by BD Productions. Additional music by Alan Gray. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about Margaritas and Donuts.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.